the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, saints of God, as we getting ready to do another Bible study. Amen, hallelujah. Excuse my appearance. I'm up here at the school getting ready to pick up my son from football practice, and I just came from the gym and working out a little bit. I didn't bring an extra shirt to put on, but nevertheless, there is a word from the Lord on today. Amen, amen, amen. I really won't be long before you, because like I said, my son, he gets out of practice at 6 o'clock and Bible study starts at 6, and I know he's ready to go home to eat. And so I'm going to be coming from 1 Peter and Ephesians and a scripture in the book of Psalms. Amen. And then we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Amen. As usual, the first person that's always online is my dear sister, Sister Patterson. How are you, Sister Patterson? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. We're getting ready to go into a word of prayer, and then we're going to go ahead on with our Bible study. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this day, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you in Jesus' holy name, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you anoint me, that you use me to bring this word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we give you glory because you're worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that are tuning in Jesus' holy name, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that this word will bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, God. And that was my son. Looked like he trying to call me, and I told him I was already going to be here in the parking lot waiting to pick him up. Amen. Amen. I am Elder Radden, amen, from Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. Welcome to our Bible study. Amen. It is an honor to be before you. Amen. Giving praise and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Giving honor to our pastor and awesome, mighty woman of God, Tonetta Robinson. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And our bishop, the big bad bishop, our overseer, John Willie Robinson, Jr., and the pastor of Faith Deliverance Outreach Ministries in Newberry, South Carolina. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Coming out of the book of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse, I want to talk to you today about don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We got to stay on point at all times as Christians. We can't let our guard down. The enemy is always looking for a weakness. Amen. So that's why we have to stay on point. The enemy knows when you're not praying like you should, when you're not reading like you should, when you're not fasting like you should. He knows those things. That's why in 1 Peter, in the 5th verse, or the 5th chapter, in the 8th verse, that's why it says to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. If you think about a few months ago when I was talking about how a lion stalks, it watches, it looks for weakness, it gets ready to pounce on its prey. It'll see a whole herd of buffalo or wildebeest or whatever, but a lot of times he'll stand and he'll watch and see if one is lagging behind, one is limping, maybe one is pregnant, one that won't be running that fast, or whatever the case may be. It says your adversary, our enemy, the devil, Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, is looking for weak spots. He knows when you're not praying like you should. He knows when you're not reading your Bible like you should, because now you're starting to get upset a little bit more. And now, if you haven't been fully delivered, let's say from foul language. Let's say you've been doing pretty good with that. Now you get upset. Now you start letting them four-letter words come out now because you haven't been prayed up. You haven't been reading your word. And that's why he's looking. And when he pounce, he's trying to pounce. He's trying to hop on you. He's trying to devour you in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what he does. And that's why we got to stay on point. Keep your guard up. If you know anything about fighting, like a boxer and whatnot, when a boxer, he has his hands up for a reason. You know, not just to throw punches, obviously, but also to protect and to block punches, because if his hands are down, now his face is out, exposed, and now possibly he can get knocked out. You can get knocked out if your guard is down. That's why you got to have your guards up spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus. And spiritually having your guard up is praying like you're supposed to. When you wake up in the morning, you're thanking God for another day. You're praying as soon as possible. Pray before you get out of the house, before you go to work. You're reading your word as much as possible. You have those scriptures in your heart. Hallelujah, God. Because the enemy, he's trying to do everything that he can to pull you down. Why you think they're backsliders? People that was on fire for God, something happened while they done fell back for whatever reason. They done let their guard down, and the enemy done got his hooks in them and whatnot, and then snatched them back, no doubt, from the very thing that God delivered you from. The enemy has pulled you right back into it. That's why you got to keep your guard up when you in this spiritual walk here. Read your word every day, saints of God. Pray to God every day. Go to church as much as you can. When the church doors are open, you go there. If your church is closed for whatever reason, then tune in on Facebook Live or tune in on your streaming service. If you have a parking lot service, then drive up and go to the church and sit in your car and listen to the word. Whatever it takes, get that word. Hallelujah, God. You got to get all the word that you can. You got to keep that guard up in the mighty name of Jesus, because the enemy, one thing about God, the Bible gives you, as it says, armor to put on. He's not going to leave you out there protected spiritually. It says that finally in Ephesians 6 and 10 and 11, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, God. Because see, the word tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not fighting him physically. It's a spiritual warfare. And you got to have on your spiritual armor. So you got to have, as I love to mention it, your helmet of salvation. Hallelujah, God. You got to have that head. You got to have your mind protected, because what they say is an old saying. It's not biblical, but it's a saying that says an idle mind is what? The devil's workshop. They say an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So when your mind is idle, when you're not having, as we like to sing the song, as you don't have your mind stayed on Jesus, hallelujah, God. If your mind is idle, now the enemy has time to come in and do some things. He has some time to work on you. When you don't fill your mind with the word, when you don't fill your mind and heart with prayer, he has time to work now. Hallelujah. When you just feeding your flesh more than your spirit, man, the enemy has time to work, because your mind is idle. You're not having your mind stayed on Jesus like you're supposed to. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Protecting your heart, because they says the enemy is shooting them fiery darts and he's trying to hit you right where it hurts. He's trying to hit you. See, if the devil has your mind and he has your heart, it's over. Why you, once again, why you think backsliders? The devil done got in somebody's head and he done got in somebody's heart, and now they done fell backwards. If you got your mind full of Jesus, you got your heart on Jesus, my God, the devil has no room to get in. You got to have your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness. You got to have your sword, the word of God. Hallelujah. And what they do back in those days when they had a sword, nowadays they got guns, of course, but in this day you had a sword and you cut, and it says to cut like a double-edged, two-edged sword, slicing to the very marrow. My God. Hallelujah, God. You got to have your sword. That's the word of God. Your faith, the shield, you got to be able to block. That's having your guard. You got your shield to guard you and to protect you. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. You got to have that. Hallelujah, God. You got to have all of that. Your belt of truth and your shoes of peace. Hallelujah, God. See, you got to come in peace. You got to be on, you got to be telling the truth, because God is the truth. You got to have on your breastplate of righteousness. You got to have on your helmet of salvation. So the word of God tells you, he gives you armor to put on in this spiritual warfare. There's no excuse, saints of God. You got to go to bed with this spiritual warfare. You got to be on guard even when you go to bed. You know why? So you won't be dreaming them nasty dreams. Hallelujah, God. Even when you're sleeping, you got to have on the armor of God. Even when you're sleeping, you got to have your mind stayed on Jesus. That's why it's good to pray. That's why it's good to have a good Bible study. That's why it's good to read your word before you go to bed even. Put something positive in your heart before you even go to bed at night. Because the enemy will play on your mind while you're sleeping. My God. Hallelujah, God. You might, well, I can't help what I dream about. Well, what are you filling your heart and mind with all day long? What are you filling your mind with right before you go to bed at night? That's why that's so important. Hallelujah, God. Keep your guard up, saints of God, even when you're sleeping. You got to keep your guard up 24 hours a day while you're awake, when you're sleeping. Before you go to work, while you're at home, in the grocery store, at the gas station, your guard's supposed to be up continuously. Praising God. Because like I said, he's looking for any weak spot. Any weak spot to drag you back to the mess that Jesus pulled you out of. Hallelujah. That's why it's out of the muck and mire. Why do you want to go back and get dirty and filthy and just all full of sin again? And God had delivered you out of all of that mess. Why you want to go back to that? Hallelujah, God. You praise God. You thank God to deliver you from drugs, from alcohol, from sleeping around, whatever the case may be, homosexuality. God delivered you from all of that. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, you want to come out of it. You must want to come out of it and you want to stay out of it. And the best way to do that is to keep praising God, keep magnifying, keep worshiping, keep reading your word, keep going to church, keep praising God. That's keeping your guard up. Hallelujah, God. Because I'm trying to tell you, he's just like a sniper. The devil is just like a sniper. You don't see a sniper. You don't even see him. Just like I say about the lion hiding in the tall grass and his coat with that golden color, it blends in with that tall grass. If you watch those animal channels and whatnot, those, they can blend in. Tigers can blend in. Leopards, they can all blend in because their prey can't see them. You can't see the enemy spiritually anyway, and he's got like a sniper. And he's looking at, and he got his scope, he got his crosshairs right on you. He got them crosshairs and he's trying to shoot you and to take you down. Hallelujah. But if you got on your armor, he can't shoot you in the head because you got on your helmet of salvation. He can't shoot you in your heart because you got on your breastplate. Hallelujah, God. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, God is always with you. My God. I know my brother on here tonight, Jonathan Williams. God bless the mighty young man of God. Hallelujah. We was on. We had an awesome time on the Zoom last night. Brother Charles came out of Psalms 91. Amen. And I like that one verse. And Brother Jonathan know what I'm talking about. In Psalm 91 and verse 15. Psalm 91 and verse 15. That's an awesome, awesome psalm. The whole psalm of 91. Brother Glenn broke it all the way down. My God, because it's like the last two verses is like God himself is talking to you. But in verse 15, you can hear God. This is what I love in Psalm 91, verse 15. It simply states that he shall call upon me. If you call upon me, he says, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. As I was saying last night, as we was talking about, no matter what you're going through, no matter how far God seems like he's away when you're going through something, it says that he's with you in trouble. You are not alone. Hallelujah, God. God is always with you. And you got to keep your guard up, especially at those times when you think you're by yourself. Those times when it seems like God is a million miles away. When it seems like your prayers just hitting the ceiling and coming back down. When it seems like prayer is not being answered at all. God is with you in times of trouble. It says it. He says, I will be with you in trouble. That's Psalm 91 and 15. He's with you, saints of God. You are the righteous. You are his child. You belong to him. Those of you that have given your life to Christ Jesus, you are a child of the Most High. You are a child of the King, and he is with you in times of trouble. Don't let your guard down when things are not going well. I know it seems easy to want to give up, to want to say, bump it, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of things not coming my way. I'm tired of looking like I'm being in debt. I'm tired of looking like there's a negative in my bank account all the time. I'm tired of looking like my car's always breaking down. I'm tired of not having enough of this. I'm tired of not having enough of that and this, that, and the other. God is with you. We're going to go through some things, saints of God. We're going to go through some things as a child of God. Our Lord and Savior did. And he went through it for nothing. They lied on him. He didn't have to go, but see, it was prophesied. He had to go through it. Don't get me wrong. It was prophesied. But the way that he went through it, they lied on him. He was innocent. And he went through all of that. They spit in his face. They beat him all night long. They nailed him to a cross. Hallelujah, God. Ain't nobody going through stuff like that. But yet, he's still yet with you through our trials. Don't give up. Keep your guard up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Continue to pray. Don't be weary in well-doing. Continue to pray. Continue to walk with Jesus. Don't give up. Don't turn your back. If you have turned your back on God, if you are a backslider listening to this, repent. Ask for forgiveness. Brother, sister, come on back home. We need you. Now is not the time to be backsliding. This world is a pure mess, and it's getting worse and worse. This is not the time to be falling backwards. We need you back, brother or sister, whomever you may be. The word says God is married to the backslider. He loves you. He haven't forgotten about you. Why you think you're still living? Why you think you're still being favored? He loves you. Come back. We need you in the body of Christ. There's a lot of demons out here. We need you. We need your prayers. We need your strength. We need your knowledge. We need your wisdom. Come on back in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name. That's right, baby. My beautiful wife, as she says, amen. Come back home. Come back to your first love. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. God loves you. I love you. Your pastor loves you. Go back to church. If you had a riff, a beef with you, work it out. Work it out with your pastor. Work it out, work it out, work it out. Be the big man. Be the big woman. Apologize. Well, it wasn't my fault. Pray, fast, and get guidance from God. If that's the place for you to be, God will let you know that. Maybe it wasn't a place for you to be. If that's the place, then ask God for guidance. But one thing's for sure, even if you did have a falling out, get it right even before you move on to your next church. Get it right. Don't go to the next church with an alt in your heart if you've had a falling out with your pastor. Get it right with your pastor. They pray for your soul. Pastors need prayer too. They make mistakes. They're not perfect. God bless you. Saints of God, that's the end of the Bible study lesson on today. Keep your guard up in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't give up. The enemy is walking around like a roaring lion, seeing whom he can devour. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep worshiping. Keep magnifying. Keep lifting Jesus up. Keep believing. Let your faith continue to grow and grow and grow. God loves you, and I do too. If you need any prayer, for those of you that know me, hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Messenger. If you have my number, text me. Whatever the case may be, we can always pray about it. If you need something to go and pray about, we'll do that. Hallelujah, God. God bless each and every last one of you. Thank God for another Bible study. Hallelujah, God. We give glory to God. Let us go into a word of prayer before we get ready to close out. If you want to make a donation to this ministry, it's at $RCOM1999. Hallelujah, God. $RCOM1999. If you can't give and want to give to this ministry, then continue to pray for us that we'll continue to bring this word. We'll continue to do God's will. Hallelujah, God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this Bible study on tonight. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you order our steps in Jesus' holy name, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us in Jesus' holy name. I pray, Lord, that we follow you, Lord, that we are led of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, Lord, that we will continue to magnify, to worship you in Jesus' holy name, God. We will continue to lift up your holy name. We will continue to bless your name, Heavenly Father, in all that we do in Jesus' name. Strengthen each and every one of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and use us for your glory in Jesus' holy name, because you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' holy name, a name above every name. Demons tremble at that name. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. God bless each and every last one of you tuning in. Thank you, Derek Williams, for watching. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, my classmate, Lauren Richardson. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, Minister Coleman. God bless you. Amen. All those that are online, bless each and every last one of you. Have a good night. Keep your guard up and be blessed.